Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is July 17th. 2022, and this is episode 29 of season 2, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book What Are You Waiting For? Overcome Procrastination and Go After What You Want in Life by Dr. Earl E. Paul. This audible book will teach you how to stop procrastinating for what you want and go after it today. It is not what we have done in our life that causes us so many regrets when we get older. It is what we wanted to do and never did that is upsetting. Bucket lists and lists of goals are just as varied as the people who have them. Do you currently have items on your bucket list that may significantly affect it by your age? While you are still able to walk up a flight of stairs or walk without assistance of a cane, get busy checking off items off your bucket list today before you become too old to do so.
Lesson number one.
Procrastination. What is procrastination? Procrastination is a debilitating condition because it saps away our motivation to work and achieve, and eventually resulting in negative repercussions to our jobs, relationships, and overall mental and physical well-being. To procrastinate is to intentionally and habitually put off and delay completing certain tasks and responsibilities that you should do today. One famous author once said that procrastination is living yesterday, avoiding today, thus ruining tomorrow. Someday is not a day of the week. We cannot let fear paralyze and stop us from accomplishing the goals we wish to attain. We all have to feel the fear and eventually do it anyway. Many of the things we fear never happen, which is why fear is defined as false expectations appearing real.
Lesson number two.
Lack of knowledge and experience. All knowledge can be gathered the same way everybody else gathers it. We all walk around with many computers in our pockets known as cell phones, and every cell phone has a search engine inside of it called Google. If you want to look up information on a certain topic, Google it. People who say they do not have enough information in order to achieve a goal are just making up an excuse that they tell themselves every day and then sell the excuse to others. We cannot wait for the right time to do what needs to be done. There will never be a perfect moment to accomplish your goals. Spend the time to build the foundation of knowledge that you need to get off your butt and get moving towards your goals.
Announcement.
If you ever wanted to live in New York or visit New York City, there is a new audible book called New York, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly Truth coming in August 2022. This audible book will give you all the detailed information you will need before you make a decision on whether New York City is the right place for you. And now, back to our podcast.
Lesson number three.
Unwillingness to sacrifice. Often we do not take action because of the unwillingness to sacrifice. Whether the sacrifice is in the form of time, money, being away from family, or cutting back on outside interests. Ask yourself this: will the sacrifices I make be worth it to me in the long run? If so, the chances of completion rise significantly. If not, my chances of completion drop dramatically. What are the psychological things that I need to kick myself in the butt and get busy achieving my goals? I first have to ask myself how important this goal is in order for me to achieve it. If the goal is not important to me, then I will never achieve it. A person who wants to do something will find a way. A person who doesn't want to do something will always find an excuse. Faith will move mountains. How do you eat an elephant? The answer, one bite at a time. If you feel that the task at hand is overwhelming, even though you have all the information needed to complete it, do it one step at a time.
Lesson number four.
The do it now philosophy. Do it now can affect every phase of your life.
It can help you do the things that you should do now, but you do not feel like doing it. It can keep you from procrastinating when an unpleasant duty faces you, but it can also help you do those things that you want to do. It will help you fulfill those precious moments that, if lost, can never be retrieved. Always have a completion date for which the project, goal, or task should be finished. A goal without an end date will always be a wish. Understand that the perfect time to act will never ever exist. Planning must end and implementation must begin. Make what you're doing a priority. The bigger the project, the more work that will be needed to complete it. Remain focused on the task at hand. Focus means follow one course until successful. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this Audible book a solid 5 for providing 4 lessons on how to overcome procrastination and achieve your goals. To find out more about this Audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this Audible book, or Google Dr. Earl Paul to find out more information and other books written by the author. Remember to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to please share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. Follow me on Twitter at Kelly Podcast or Instagram at Patrick Kelly Podcast. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you would like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoy this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.